It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Matt Fisk from Legacy Ranch that is located in Bowie County. And you got a special event going on Sunday. But before you do that, I know you were here way back in the summer, but some people may have missed it. And some people may be going, what's Legacy Ranch? Tell us what you're all about.
Well, we're only the largest veteran shelter in East Texas.
I think because we are the only one, but I'll take it. We help veterans that need a place to be for a little bit, whether it's going through a domestic issue or homeless under the bridge, or perhaps the PTSD has gotten the better of them. Mm-hmm. They can come out there and be around other veterans who are running the place. I mean, it's me, an old Army captain, Ken, who's an old Army first sergeant. We're all veterans, and most of us have struggled with PTSD, so we get it. But we also help veterans in the community on an outpatient basis. We have an art class every Wednesday morning for veterans. We have chickens and raising food and everything out there, just doing things that help us get further down the road from our time in combat and the service, and help us feel more like normal human beings, if that's possible.
Everything
back to normal, yeah.
As normal as I get.
Yeah. Well, that's you're normal, and it's all privately funded.
Every last bit of it is funded by private citizens and private businesses. No state funding, no government funding, no, none of that.
So you could use the help when it comes to helping out veterans.
Absolutely. We couldn't do what we do without the good people of Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Louisiana. These are great folks around here who love their veterans. And, oh, by the way, happy Veterans Day coming up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's right.
Absolutely.
And the parade. You guys will be out there.
Absolutely. And you know what? Y'all go support this this Veterans Day parade. Greg Beck and his group, that's a fine group of people.
Yes, that gets underway 11 a.m.
downtown Texarkana tomorrow. Anybody wants to be in the parade, come on down. Anybody that wants to watch it, please come on down.
If you got a veteran, somebody, you know, maybe your grandpa was a veteran, you're proud of his service.
Or maybe you got a dad in the, or mom in the service right
march,
now.
Yeah, march it for them.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, it'll be a big one. But we've got your fundraiser coming up
on
Sunday.
Yeah, the big event
this
on
is
Sunday.
Excited.
But Matt is here now that we kind of laid the groundwork for people who don't know about Legacy Ranch. Now tell us about the big event you got going on Sunday evening at Scotty's.
Oh, hold on. This is our second, count them,
second
annual event, Veterans Day Appreciation Event at Scotty's, starting at 5 o'clock with Cody and the Boone Jugs. Not Cody and the June Bugs.
Cody and the Boone Jugs?
Cody and the Boone Jugs.
This is a good Texas country music.
Oh, right. Man, they're phenomenal at what they do. And you know what? They have volunteered to do this show for free.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so it's free to you, the taxpayer. Y'all come on out, bring your best pointy boots and cowboy hats, and we'll have a final time out there on the deck.
Yep.
Got my head out. Right,
the only thing that's going to cost you is your meal, and some of that meal money goes to what you're doing.
That's right. 20% of what you spend on your meal out there at Scotty's is going directly to help veterans there at Lancer Legacy Ranch. And you know what? If you still got some money burning a hole in your pocket, at 8 o'clock we're starting an auction that will be run by two professional auctioneers who, by the way, are veterans themselves.
Cool.
Veterans Day coming up, the parade coming up, this big event coincides with it. So Sunday, 5 o'clock, go have you some dinner out at Scotty's. 20% going to go towards Legacy Ranch.
All right, and then they got the auction that you can participate in, and the entertainment you talked about, the good country music.
The Boone Jugs. What are some of the items up for auction? Just a couple of them.
So we have a lot of power tools and lawn tools and tools. And we have some gun cases and gift certificates. We got, matter of fact, go to our Facebook page and we'll have a picture. Everything just laid out there as pretty as you please.
Okay.
Guitar, a bunch of stuff from Puffin Stuff, and there's actually more 60 some odd items last time I checked.
Okay, and so by the time Sunday rolls around 5 o'clock, I'm sure a few more get on. By the time, you know, we're looking now, you're still putting this together. You're working every day at Legacy.
That's right.
Even if you're not on the property. I mean, like here you are right now.
That's right.
You're working for it.
So we want to make sure that we get a big crowd out there. And if somebody else wanted couldn't make the donations this Sunday, what's through the Facebook or?
Yeah, how can they get you the money you need or the things you need?
Absolutely. Probably the easiest thing to do get on Facebook and send us a message with your email address and how much you'd like to donate, and we'll just send you a little PayPal bill. That's the easy, quick way to do it.
Okay.
So you can also drop us a check. Our address is on our Facebook page, 4538 County Road 1202, Mod, Texas. And you can always give us a call out there. 903-585-2023 is the landline number. You know, the support is nice, but our primary mission is to help veterans. So mm-hmm. if you know a veteran out there who needs a place to stay for a little bit, get themselves back together. We have some other services that we offer beyond that. So, and if we can't do it, we partner with other veteran groups in the area to figure out
to
how to help
the resources for them.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean,
is there other things you need other than just services or goods or anything other than just money?
Well, we're still in the process of getting all of our rooms up and ready. So, this is an old correctional uh-huh. facility that we've taken over.
It was the restitution center out there at one time, right?
That's right. A lot of people don't know what that is, and I get in trouble calling it a jail. So.
Okay.
But
we won't call it that.
There's 16 rooms out there.
Labor camp.
Oh, there's lots of labor to be had. I'll tell you that.
It's a work. Well, they're out there working.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to watch the chickens.
But, you know, it's an old building. It was actually inaugurated by then-Governor Bush back in the day. So when we took over, of course, it's seen better days, and mm-hmm. we're slowly and surely getting it back up and running. So I think we could use some full-size beds if anyone's got any laying around.
Matt Fisk visiting with us this morning, sitting in.
Legacy Ranch. Helping out veterans.
The big fundraiser coming up this week. Yeah, it's all sorts of veteran services. You said you've housed up to nine.
Nine's been the most we've had at any one time.
Running about five right now. But it's more than just helping house veterans in the struggle. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of resources, but it's how do you get to them? Who's going to point you in the right direction? And Legacy Ranch does so much more than just housing somebody. But you are in need.
Yeah. You were talking about mattresses or something like that.
Yeah,
go back
and tell
what you're looking for. Beds.
Yeah, so we have a need for full-size mattress sets.
Uh-huh. How many?
I need six more to fill up all my rooms.
Six beds.
Yeah, odds and ends furniture. If you know a business out there or a organization that would like to sponsor a room, we offer that. Basically, what that would do is your organization would have full reign to decorate it, furnish it however you see fit, put your little plaque on there, this room is sponsored by blah, 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 blah. When we put somebody in that room, you get updates on how they're doing and all like that for mm-hmm. 1 year. So
that's great.
That's a good way to get in there and get in the game.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we know we need beds. What, full size?
Yes, sir.
Full size beds. What else?
You said you had some heaters and air conditioners you're working on?
Yeah, I've got six heaters and air conditioners are down right now.
Mm.
So it means I've got 10 rooms that are good to go. Another thing, food. We're good on canned goods and dry goods, but we're spending money all the time on grits and milk, eggs, butter, that kind of thing.
So the staples, yeah. You need some food staples.
Mm-hmm. That's a big need right now, too.
Okay, so. Well, we're going to make sure to get that word out there and more folks get involved with, especially you veterans, get involved with Legacy Ranch out there. Even just a little bit does a lot.
Absolutely. You know what? Maybe you're a veteran out there and you're struggling. You're stubborn like me and you don't want to get help. So here's what I'll offer to you. We got a mission out there to help veterans. And why don't you come join in the effort to help your fellow brother and sister veteran. And you know what? Along the way, you'll find that you yourself will be helped.
Right. That's right. You get just as much as you give.
Absolutely.
It works that way.
I've got a fellow that's cooking for us right now. He's a Navy veteran in his early 60s, and he said, you know what? I am so glad you got me off my daggone porch.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, he's doing something mm-hmm. productive and something he enjoys.
He feels really good about what he's doing out there. So.
And the guys that you're helping, not just, PTSD or combat veterans. I mean, you've had people that have been struggling with addictions and
yes, sir.
The whole gambit, but yep. They're veterans, they're ours, and you're taking care of them out there. There's just much respect to you and all the volunteers and staff out at Legacy
Ranch. I like the way he puts it, his brothers and sisters.
That's right.
The veterans. So help out, especially this Sunday. Starts at 5, Scotty's Grill, going to have entertainment, music, live music, great Texas country band, auction, 20% of the food that is bought will go to Legacy Ranch, and they're not going to charge you anything to get in at the door. So.
And did I mention that the Texas pinups are going to be there?
Oh, you didn't.
Hubba. Yeah.
The Texas pinup
Oh, I've
girls.
Seen them.
Wait, that's border, that's edging into sexist territory. Let me back up a little bit.
Yeah, we can say we've seen them, and they are beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I think it's hot, man, when those chicks dress up like that.
Beautiful.
Do their hair.
Classy.
Yeah, it is. That's what I mean. Yeah. It's classy hot.
Yeah.
It's the... I mean, I'm not being sexist. They dress up.
Sure.
Don't call her in here.
So they'll be out there selling tickets for a 50-50 raffle as well.
Yes. Yeah, Miss Alicia and all of them out there.
Group.
Yeah,
yep.
A great bunch of girls and the guys that support them.
Right.
Their husbands, boyfriends, whatnot like that. So
all right, Matt, thank you so much for coming
Thanks,
up here.
Guys, appreciate the opportunity.
Appreciate it.
I'm sure we're going to be seeing you Sunday out at Scotty's Bar and Grill.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and sometimes a dog, Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and sometimes a dog.